keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just make 80 years old. About this rock and roll, big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch.
Yeah, we are going to rock tonight, at least for a while. And it is a very special night. First of all, it's June 8th, 2006. And you're listening to Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm here for 45 minutes, an hour and a half of vocal group harmony tonight. Open up tonight's show with the Winners on the Rainbow label from 1956, the Winners. And that was called Rockin' and Rollin', which is what we do here just about every Thursday night in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Weren't on last week for some technical difficulties, but we seem to have that fixed from now on. Hopefully we can get through the whole summer with a cooler transmitter. I almost said transmission. Okay, so what I need tonight, you know, I take some vitamins sometimes, but I need a full dose of vitamin H tonight. And let me tell you, the spin starts here.
Take a chance and let's close our eyes and reach.
No, not that H. Not that H. I said vitamin H.
I'm gonna fall like I never did fall before. I'm gonna fall like I never did fall before. I may never get a break like this in life no more.
No more, no more, no more.
I got money in my pocket.
FM, New Brunswick.
Yeah.
group called the Jokers from 1961 on the Wand label, and that was Whisper. And before that, for Flo Fox in New York City, Let's Have a Ball by the Wheels, one of her all-time favorites on the Premium label from April 1956. And it was the Willows on the Gone label to open up that set, recorded, actually issued October 1957 for that one by the Willows on Gone. Great, great recording on Let's Fall in Love. And I want to thank Eddie Shellhorn for that nice little promo tape that he sent me. Thanks to you, Eddie, and to all the others who have sent in those great promos, and I really appreciate that. That was really nice. Eddie's a good singer, so he decided to do that one for the Big Beat Show. And I understand that some of you have not yet done that, and I'm a little puzzled by this, but I'm still waiting, okay? Now, on the 25th anniversary show, which was 2 weeks ago, in tradition to make it a really real show, I made a mistake. Actually, it was a cueing mistake. I wanted to play God's Gonna Cut You Down by the Golden Gate Quartet on Columbia, but instead I put the needle down on an original, on a mid-50s Columbia LP of the Golden Gate Quartet, by the way, actually on the Harmony label, a great name for a label, but a subsidiary of Columbia. But I played No Restricted Signs instead, another great song, and also came out in October of 1947, so all the information was about the same. Okay? Can't wait. Got an hour and a half tonight, so I'm going to keep on going. A lot of stuff to play for it. And here's the Fantastic, something recorded for RCA October 20th, 1959, but not issued till 1990 on a label called Park Avenue. Here are the Fantastics and something called My Girls.
Bo-do, bo-do, do, 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 bo-do, do, 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 bo-do, do, do,
office.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
And the Big Beat Show. In that set, we heard the Fantastics, as I mentioned. Recorded for RCA in 59, issued in 1990. Actually, a one-record girl group set right there, the Fantastics and My Girls. And right after that, excuse me, the Highlights on Julia Records, 1962. Sounding a lot older than that, though, and Gloria, My Darling. Now, during the 50s, and I guess up and through the 60s also, whenever there was a hit record, a lot, these companies would come up with these very cheap imitation, usually EP45s that were sold at checkout counters in the supermarket, of cover versions. These records have sometimes been referred to as ghost records for whatever reason. But they're usually poorly made, quickly made, and poorly done covers of hit songs. Next, and once in a while, you find a really good one. I mean, there's of the thousands of records, songs that were done that way, there's probably a couple of dozen that are excellent. And I think the next one may fit into the almost excellent category. It is a cover of I Want You to Be My Girl, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers recording. Now, usually when a girl singer does a song like that, they change the gender in the lyrics. This person does not do that. I guess, hence the name, Betsy Gay and the Four Fellows on the Big Four Hits label, I'm guessing, April 1956. Here she is, and I want you to be my girl.
Pay, 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 bom, doobie-doo-bop.
Bom, doo-bop, bom, doobie-doo-bop.
We'll go back to 1947 for something on the Black and White label, number 113. Here's Maggie Hathaway and her Blues Men with Too Late to Be Good, and we'll play the other side right after that, something called Here Goes a Fool.
Here
but you always made me wait. I found a hula papa, and for you it's too late.
Yes, she found a hula papa. This papa, just like I told you she
Here goes a fool.
Yeah, two by Maggie Hathaway and her bluesmen on Black and White, January 1947. Too Late to Be Good, and Here Goes a Fool. And it was Betsy Gay and the Four Fellows, not the Four Fellows that we know on Glory or any other label for that matter, on Big Four Hits. You got to guess April 1956 if they were covering the Teenagers. And I Want You to Be My Girl. I want to say hi to a couple of people who have contacted the Big Beat Show this past couple of weeks. John Cameron in Long Beach, California. Hi, John. Thank you very much for your nice comments. And also, Slobodan Todic in the city of Banja Luka, Bosnia Herzegovina. That's right, a listener in Bosnia Herzegovina. Thanks to both of you for the kind comments, and I'm glad you're out there.
Set me free.
Was the Desires, and here are the Counts.
Darling dear, oh, where did you go, darling dear? You know
Oh, yeah, but their first of 9 records under that name, The Counts, for the Dot label, that December 1953, The Counts and Darling Dear. I think one of those members got a job on Sesame Street and worked there for a long time, The Counts. And before that, Set Me Free by the Desires on the Hull label from 1960. Just a great New York doo-wop classic. Now, I don't usually ever listen to celebrity news. I really don't. I don't care anything about celebrities or what they do or who they are or whatever they're doing lately. And I usually listen to tapes in my car. But on the way over here tonight, I was flipping around the dial to get WRSU in, and I heard this little brief thing. I think I got it right. And I was very, very happy. I want to congratulate. We play the Jive 5 here, you know, fairly regularly. A great, great group. And it was really great to hear. I think they said that Gene Pitt and Angelina Jolie had a baby together. Gene Pitt of the Jive 5. I didn't even know anything like that was going on. So that is just really, really great. And here are the Jive 5 and the weather forecast.
Drip, drop, drip, drop.
I think I made a mistake. I just got a phone call from somebody that said it's not Gene Pitt, and it was some guy named Brad Pitt. I'm sorry. They're the Spaniels.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah, there's Pookie Hudson, actually the Spaniels, it says on the label, of course there's Pookie in there. That's on the Buddha label from December 1969, yep. Good Night, Sweetheart. At that time, the Spaniels were obviously Pookie Hudson. The first tenor was Andrew Lawyer from the True Tones, I guess the Washington, D.C. group, the True Tones. The second tenor was Alvin Wheeler. Baritone was Alvin Lloyd, and Pete Simmons was the bass. This is almost the same lineup as the group was on the Cala labels and North America labels, except that Andrew Lawyer was replaced by Charles Douglas on Cala and North America. There's a very interesting rendition of Goodnight, Sweetheart by the Spaniels, as I said, from December of 1969. Now, since I got this extra time tonight, I decided to throw in that and a few other oddball things, on mostly on 45s, too. The next one is by a group that had two records that I know of, both on the Mercury label. It was, I think I remember seeing this group on TV also during the 50s, maybe on Arthur Godfrey or some variety show like that. They call themselves the Pitch Pikes. Pitch Pikes. They were somewhere between the high lows and rock and roll, but they were nowhere as good as the high lows were. And they weren't very successful because they never found an audience for their style, because there was no audience for this style of record. But I'm going to play it for you tonight. It's pretty good. In hindsight, it's a lot better than even I thought it was back in 57 when I was 13. And it came out in June of 1957. And after we hear How Will I Know by the Pitch Pikes, we'll go back to 1954 by the Washington, D.C. group called the Earls. Something that was never issued until 1974 on the Roadhouse label, and that was called I'm All Alone. But right now, here are the Pitch Pikes, and How Will I Know?
It's true, darling, it's true. Oh, I'm all alone. so blue, so blue. I cry and cry, please tell me why. Darling, it's for you, fool. I cry and cry and sigh because I love you so. Please hurry home. Oh, my darling, where you belong. You left me so blue,
so blue, so blue.
You please hurry home,
hurry home,
my darling, where you belong.
You belong.
I love you, my dear.
Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear.
I'm Pringle Sims of the Strangers. Welcome to the Big Beat Show.
Well, you know Elijah and Elijah was to the great men of our heart. He's gonna
send down fire.
Yes, he's gonna
send it.
Yes, he's
down to Elijah.
God, didn't he
say?
Well, didn't he say?
Didn't he say?
Well, you read in the Bible, the second book of Kings, you see the word of God, where Elijah and Elijah are always talking about the Lord. He's gonna
send down fire.
Yes, he's gonna
send it.
Yes, he is.
Down to Elijah.
God, didn't he
say?
What
didn't he say?
Didn't
he say?
Well, well, I want him to lead the promised land. Now I'm talking about two great men, the last great prophet down in the promised land. Elijah said, Elijah, just tell him, brother, I pray thee, the Lord has sent me to open the field. Elijah said, the Lord lives, and I so live, I will not be thee. So they went on down to open the field. He's gonna
send down fire.
God, he's gonna
send it.
Yes, he is.
Down to Elijah.
God, didn't he
say?
Time will come to pass, the Lord is Elijah, heaven by world, Elijah wins, Elijah, they went down in the land of old Galgis,
Lord,
didn't he
say?
Lord,
didn't he say?
Anyone know who he
said? Didn't he say?
Every day of my life.
Lord,
didn't he say?
Yeah,
didn't
he say?
And I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the Pitch Pikes we heard on Mercury 1957, How Will I Know? Then right after that, the Earls, the Washington, D.C. Earls, from 1954-ish recorded, and I'm All Alone. And right now we heard God's Gonna Send Down Fire. Well, that's not good for global warming at all, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that comment in. And that was on the Corday label, C-O-R-D-E, with an apostrophe-looking accent from the Newark, New Jersey, late 50s, I'm guessing, from judging from looking at the label. The group on the label is called the McZion Wrens. What a great name. First of all, Wrens. And then McZion, that puzzled me for a long time in the late 50s. Why would they call them, now I can understand that, you know, with McDonald's and McMansions and McEverything else. Had that record for a long time, and I realized that what it is, and, you know, sometimes the most obvious things are the most difficult to see. McZion is a typographical error, a printing error. It's Mount Zion Wrens, but both sides have McZion Wrens, and you just heard it right here on the Big Beat Show. God's gonna send down fire. Now, next record up on another 45 on the Triumph label from July 1959. I think most of us know the record by Eddie Cooley and the Dimples called Priscilla. Big hit in the New York area. Alan Freed played the hell out of it when it was around, and a lot of disc jockeys did. And it was called Priscilla. And that came out in October 1957. So just about 2 years later, Eddie Cooley and the Dimples did a song that sounds virtually exactly the same as Priscilla, but he called it Leona.
Oh, Leona, I'm a goner. Your loving arms and lovely charms have captured me. It's no wonder my heart thunders when you walk by and wink your eye. This must be real. Oh, hear me laugh, oh, Leona, cause I'm so glad, oh, Leona, please share my glee. Oh, can't you see, oh, Leona, it was meant to be, oh, Leona, please marry me. So Leona, you're so sweet. Leona, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Leona, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Your lips to mine, oh ruby, ruby, lead me on to paradise. Ruby, ruby, it's a lovely night, oh ruby, ruby, let me hold you tight, oh ruby, ruby, show me you're not made of ice. Precious baby, you were meant for me, make my dreams. To me, Ruby, I
I do, oh Ruby, Ruby, you'll be stuck with me for life. Ruby, 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 it's a lovely night, oh Ruby, Ruby, let me hold you tight, oh Ruby. Stuck with me for life. Lead me on to paradise.
And there we had another kind of oddball record, I guess, by a guy named Billy Porto, P-O-R-T-O, an unnamed group on Mercury, October 1957. That's called Ruby Ruby. The flip side of that does not have a group, by the way. Ruby Ruby, Billy Porto. I don't think that's his real last name, but I can find no evidence in writing credits or anything what his real name might be. And before that, Leona by Eddie Cooley and the Dimples on Triumph Records from July of 1959. I want to take a moment now to tell you some news regarding phony groups that are out there imitating and lying about who they are and misrepresenting who they are and singing as groups that they aren't. And we even see it on TV nowadays, you know, on Channel 13. There's a couple of those out there that I can't believe they're even accepted on there. But in New Jersey, the state legislature has introduced a bill sponsored by Senators Aselta and Gormley. The synopsis provides that advertising or conducting a live musical performance through the use of certain deceptive practices are subject to the Consumer Fraud Act. It's about time they did this in New Jersey. I know some other states have done it. Here's the statement. This bill makes it a violation of the Consumer Fraud Act for any person to advertise a live musical performance or production through the use of an affiliation, connection, or association between the performing group and the recording group unless, in other words, it'll be against the law to do that, unless, number one, the performing group is the authorized registrant and owner of a federal service mark, it's like a trademark, for that group registered in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Number two, and this one is a very interesting one, at least one member of the performing group, that is the nowadays group performing, was a member of the recording group and has a legal right by virtue of use or operation under the group name without having abandoned the name or affiliation with the group. Now that means you have to have, you cannot have abandoned, even if you were in the group, let's say you made a record in 1956 and that was it. If you didn't use the name or exercise the name or advertise the name in any way at all, that means you've abandoned it and therefore have abrogated your rights to that. And number three, a live musical performance or production is identified in all advertising and promotion as a salute or tribute. In other words, we are not the so-and-sos, but a tribute group to them. Now, of course, there are other ways of doing this that are, I think, are legitimate, like saying, we're Herb Reed's Platters, for instance. That's fair. Or Cornell Gunter's Coasters. Or Bobby Thomas's Orioles. Something like that. That's legit. That's honest. And then the fourth provision in this law is that the advertising does not relate to a live musical performance or production taking place in the state. And number five, the performance or production is expressly authorized by the recording group. So any group out there singing now has to comply with those five restrictions, or it's a quote-unquote unlawful practice under the Consumer Fraud Act and is punishable by a monetary penalty of not more than $10,000 for a first offense and not more than $20,000 for a second or any subsequent offense. In addition, a violation can result in cease and desist orders issued by the Attorney General, the assessment of punitive damages, and the awarding of triple damages, and costs to the injured party. So those people better be on their toes now and not do that anymore. I've talked about that occasionally here on the show, and I think it there may be some, you know, legal rights to a name, you know, not actual, but legal rights to a name that, but as intellectual property, but it sure more borders on identity theft. That's what it is to me, than any sort of legal thing. All right, so here we go. Let's go to a cappella right now. How about on the Kelway label, 1972? You're the Five Jades doing the Larks. Hold Me on the Big Beat Show, making the world a better place, one record at a time.
Snake, baby, snake. 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 Snake, baby, sn
And the Johnson label, 1961, The Shells, and Oh Me, Yummy, Yummy. Before that, The Five Shillings on Decca, September 1958. And that's The Snake. The Five Jades gave us Hold Me on Kelway from 1972, from a rough practice tape, obviously, or something like that. I want to say hi to Ronnie Sherman. Thanks very much for giving the Big Beat Show a call. Yes, sir. Good to hear from you. And I want to play a little promo now by my friend Flo Fox in New York City. Now, Flo is a person who gets every show, every week, and she has been for many, many years. And what she does when she gets it, she goes about her business during the day, and she takes the tape or CD, and when she's going to sleep, she puts it on then. So that explains what Flo has to say about the Big Beat Show, okay? So Flo is going to sleep with the Big Beat Show.
Hi, my name is Flo Fox, and I'm a photographer living in Chelsea, Manhattan. Almost every single night for the last 10 years, I've gone to bed with Lou Rollo and the Big Beat Show. That is, through a recorded version.
Oh, yeah.
It is the closest thing to euphoria, listening to rhythm and blues, doo-wop, and group-harmony.com.
My baby been gone. Since my baby been gone. Well, I just can't rest contented. My baby been gone. All I do is wait for love. Baby, she's gone. She won't be back no more. I just can't rest contented. My baby's been gone. Since my baby been gone. Well, I rang my hands and cried, and my baby been gone. Since my baby been gone. Well, I rang my hands and cried, and my baby been gone. So I just rang my hands and cried, my baby she left, she didn't say goodbye. Well, I just can't rest contented, that my baby been gone. Since my baby been gone. Well, I just can't eat or sleep since my baby been gone. Since my baby been gone. Well, I just can't eat or sleep since my baby been gone. I can't eat or sleep at night since she been gone. Lost appetite. Well, I just can't rest contented since my baby's been gone. since my baby's been gone. Just can't eat or sleep since my baby been gone. Since my baby been gone. Well, I just can't eat or sleep since my baby been gone. I can't eat or sleep at night since she been gone. Lost appetite. Well, I just can't rest until since my baby been gone. Since my baby been gone. My baby's gone. Since my baby's gone.
Well, earlier on the show, I played something by a group called the Jokers, and that was the Jacks, and here are the Queens. Yeah, tonight we heard the Jokers a little earlier. Then we heard the Jacks with Since My Baby's Been Gone, RPM from June of 1955. And then the Queens, Shirley Gunter and the Queens, September 1954 on the Flair label. We just heard It's You. Just now the Kings on Gotham from 1956. And God Made You Mine. Let's see, too bad there's no Aces groups. Wait a minute, there is an Aces group. No, no, not that group, not the Pop Four Aces from the 50s, but how about this group from 1947 on the Trilon label, a group that preceded that pop group, the Four Aces. Here's the Black Four Aces, and there's a rumor going around. Right, Jokers, Jacks, Queens, Kings, Aces. I guess that takes care of the whole deck. No, wait. Wait a minute. Here are the Four Deuces, and down it went.
Red and white port and lemon juice. It was the drink I'd ever had. Filled with lemon, decorated with mint. Up to the hatch and down it went. Drink, it was white and sweet. My, I'm so tall I can't see my feet. I'm so blind I can't find the floor. I swear somebody done moved that door. Then I said, but I can't even find my head. Somebody lead me to a seat that's soft. let me sit down and I sleep it off.
Yeah, it takes care of the deck of cards at tonight's Big Beat Show. Actually, it's just about ending the first show of the next 25 years here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. I want to thank all of you for all the support all the time over the years. I love you all very much. I think you know that. And so glad to have you out there enjoying this passion with me on Thursday nights, or an archive on group-harmony.com. By the way, there is actually a show there that you've never heard before, another actually 90-minute Big Beat show that was never aired, and it's at group-harmony.com. Scroll down to the Big Beat show, and you will find it. I'm going to take it out with a heavyweight. This is something I don't think was ever really issued on a 45. It came out on a Relic LP regarding On the Wheel label. Probably recorded April or May 1961-ish. The group is called the Sonics. And we're going to hear something very, very heavy called Say You'll Be Mine. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show. I'm filling in for Richard tonight. I'll be playing a lot of 45s, virtually everything except two things on 45 tonight. So I hope you enjoy some great classic blues by some really great known and unknown blues artists. So may harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks so much for listening tonight to everyone. Here are the Sonics, and this is called Say You'll Be Mine. Get ready for this one. Good night. Thank you.